This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Six local officials have been removed from office following a tuberculosis outbreak at a middle school in Hunan. The outbreak began at a middle school in Taoyuan County in August. 29 students contracting the disease, along with five other suspected cases. The sacked officials, heads of the county's health, education, and disease control departments. Tuberculosis, a potentially life-threatening virus which affects the lungs. Those who contract the disease can suffer damage to their lungs that can stay with them for the rest of their lives. Chilean President Michelle Bachelet highlighting positive momentum in bilateral ties between her country and China. Bachelet referring to China as one of Chile's main political partners on the path of openness, integration, and cooperation. She also notes that the two countries have moved along a very positive path in bilateral ties in recent decades. Earlier this month, China and Chile upgrading an existing FTA. Chilean president says the FTA has expanded bilateral trade at an annual average pace of 16% to reach over $31 billion U.S. dollars this past year. A Hainan Airlines Boeing 787 Dreamliner, powered by biological fuel, landing at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport after flying over 11,000 kilometers from Beijing. The aviation fuel produced from waste cooking oil processed by Chinese company Sinopec. Hainan Airlines President Sun Jian Feng, who served as captain of the flight, says the aircraft's performance was stable after reaching its maximum height. Says this proves that the airline has the capability to carry out cross-ocean flights using biofuel. Hainan Airlines making the country's first domestic biofuel-powered passenger flight back in 2015. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump exchanging views on the Korean Peninsula nuclear issue in a telephone conversation on Tuesday. Kremlin saying the two leaders stressing the need to seek a solution through negotiations and diplomatic means. Two presidents agreeing to continue anti-terror cooperation and coordinate efforts between special services of both countries. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe officially resigning. In his resignation letter, read out by Speaker of the Parliament Jacob Muenda, Mugabe saying his decision to resign is voluntary to ensure a smooth, peaceful, and non-violent transition of power. Speaker of the Parliament says he'll immediately put in place proper legal processes to install a new president no later than the end of Wednesday. The resignation coming just 2 days after ruling ZANU-PF party deposing Mugabe as leader, also recalling him from government over a litany of charges. The party gave Mugabe until the midday on Monday to resign, but he ignored the deadline, prompting ZANU-PF legislators on Tuesday to start parliamentary impeachment processes against him. However, as the impeachment proceedings got underway, Mugabe abruptly resigning, ending almost 4 decades of near-total dominance of Zimbabwe's political landscape. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi saying that the Islamic State has been defeated from a military perspective. He'll only declare final victory, though, after the Islamic State militants have been routed from the desert. Iraqi forces on Friday capturing the border town of Rawa, the last remaining town under Islamic State control, signaling the collapse of the group's caliphate proclaimed after it overran much of Iraq's north and west in 2014. Military commanders say securing desert and border areas is what remains in the campaign against the group. Abadi's comments come as Iranian President Hassan Rouhani declared the end of the Islamic State, while a senior Iranian military commander thanked the thousands of martyrs killed in operations organized by Iran to defeat the militant group in Syria and Iraq. The suspect in a recent fatal terror attack in New York City has been indicted on murder and terror-related charges. 29-year-old Uzbek native Safala Saipov has been indicted on 22 counts, including murder, attempted murder, and providing material support to the Islamic State. Saipov, driving a van along a bicycle path in Lower Manhattan on October 31st, killing 8 and injuring 12 others. Saipov reportedly telling authorities he was inspired to carry out the attack by Islamic State videos that he had watched. John Lasseter, co-founder of Pixar and chief of Walt Disney Animation, announcing a 6-month leave of absence after sexual misconduct allegations surfaced against him. In a company memo, Lasseter, referring to the allegations as missteps, apologizing for giving unwanted hugs or any other gesture that made employees uncomfortable. An entertainment industry publication releasing the results of an investigation which cited longtime Pixar employee as saying that Lasseter has a history of inappropriate behavior toward female staff. The 60-year-old, the latest entertainment titan to be exposed for claims of sexual harassment since Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein was exposed for his sexual misconducts over the years. Lasseter, known for having directed films such as Toy Story and Monsters, Inc. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.